Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, the founder of Talking with Heroes, and your host for this program. If you'd like to find out a little bit more about Talking with Heroes, go to our news site, www.thankyouforyourservice.us. In addition to articles that are posted there from news releases, articles that are sent to me for, by, and about our troops, our veterans, and families, and organizations that are helping them, on the left column is where we add all the articles about our audio and video programs. And so on one of those articles, it says, watch 2016 and 2016, listen to 2016 audio programs. All the programs we have had so far in 2016, audio and video, are in that one article to make it easier for people maybe that are listening now, but also listening months down the road. Just find out about us and you want to see what's been going on, you go to thankyouforyourservice.us and you'll see that article. And it'll have all the programs that we have had this year. Right now, this is September, so we still have more coming up here. And pretty much all of what we have done this year, similar to what we did in 2015, we are in a collaboration with an alliance of military support and veterans groups, mostly centered around recreational therapy. It's called R4 Alliance, www.R4alliance.org. Bert Gillette called me kind of out of nowhere a couple years ago and started telling me about this alliance that had been put together. I believe at that point there was 19 members. They started out with 9 members. One of those 9 members, our guest tonight, George B. Fisher, who is the vice chairman of R4alliance.org. He also serves on the Higher Ground Board. That's Higher Ground Sun Valley, www.higherground.sv.org. And they were one of the first 9 to come together and outline a plan to put an alliance together of all collaborative effort. And as of last week, William Potter, the chairman of the board of R4 Alliance, at that point there were 76 members, all of them involved in one way or another in recreational therapy. I have had the privilege and the honor to have interviewed so many veterans over the almost 11 years now that I've been doing this program, and so many military active duty families. But these last 2 years, it's just been one veteran after another, and most of them have very similar stories of service to our country and then leaving the military, becoming a civilian, and having various challenges, whether it's post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, physical injuries, you know, injuries that can't be seen. And they found out about recreational therapy, usually from a friend of theirs or a veteran, maybe through a counselor, and went to one of these retreats, whether it was fishing, whether it was camping, kayaking, climbing a mountain, the Georgia Aquarium, swimming with the sharks. I mean, just amazing, amazing, amazing stories that I've heard over the last 2 years. And I've been privileged to have met some of these folks last year at the R4 Alliance Conference. And so far, I believe it's about 60 of the members that I've interviewed, and that includes many of the leaders of R4 Alliance. And so tonight we're hoping that George B. Fisher, who everybody calls Chip, we're hoping Chip is going to call in tonight, and but we also know that he's very busy. Besides being on the Higher Ground Board of Directors, Chip also chaired a board leading Idaho's efforts to support the 2002 Winter Olympics, and he also served as CEO and chairman of the Special Olympics Winter World Games in 2009. He's been very involved in business over the years. One of those busy people out there, veteran helping veterans. And as a matter of fact, I will have the privilege of meeting Chip in person at the late October 2016 R4 Alliance National Conference, where I'm being flown out there, and I'm just so excited that they're bringing me out there, because I love meeting all the people, and we are going to have a lot more video interviews from the conference. We'll be able to have on video many of the leaders from a lot of the organizations, leaders of R4 Alliance. I understand there'll be some corporate sponsors there, and so we'll have all that on video. And afterwards, when I get back early November, we'll start processing them, putting them on our YouTube page, which is youtube.com/BobC9246. And while mentioning my YouTube page, it's kind of amazing to watch. Many of you know I live on a very small fixed income, no car, very little furniture. And yet for almost 11 years, we've been doing Talking with Heroes. 6 of those years, we're making trips back and forth to Iraq, Kuwait, and Afghanistan, going out on missions with the troops. One of the focuses was to be able to show the American people on video what our men and women were doing to help the people in those countries. And there's hundreds of videos on our YouTube page from all 6 years of trips, 5 trips to Iraq, 3 to Afghanistan. But what's amazing to watch is I think we hit just yesterday 378,000 who have watched one or more of the videos. And it goes from 2,000 to 3,000 a month now. And this is all word of mouth. People maybe like you that have watched one or more and you're telling people about it. I'm getting messages from family members who just found their loved one on the video, emailed me or messaged me on YouTube to tell me thank you for the video. I've had some soldiers that I was with recently, a number of them contact me and get back in touch with me. And actually one of those is being deployed again and suggested to me a week or so ago that their unit, that I set up some call-in programs with them once they're deployed. And I love doing that. We haven't had one of those since I think 2015 now. And so of course I said yes. And but yeah, there's amazing footage on there, folks. It really is. It's what some people call the other side of the story that really wasn't talked about much in the media. So most people across America really haven't seen anything like this, what's on these videos. It's our troops in action, mostly outside the wire, out in the villages, on missions, in the communities. I interviewed a lot of Iraqis, a lot of Afghans. Yeah, definitely check out our YouTube page. And then also on our YouTube page, if you look at the playlist, those of you that are on YouTube know what I'm talking about. It's where you can list groups of videos that are in one place. You'll see like Project Sanctuary, Freedom Service Dogs of America, R4 Alliance. You'll see interviews we did last Thanksgiving in Texas with the Comfort Crew, with veterans, with Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing. They're also on there. And all the videos that we're getting ready to do in October should be all posted by mid-November. And that's going to be at the R4 Alliance Conference. But afterwards, I'm being driven to North Carolina by Lynn Morella. She's the founder of EagleRockCamp.org. And they're some way similar to ProjectSanctuary.org. They bring families out into a camping setting for a retreat. My daughter and her husband, both veterans, he's an Iraq veteran, they got to go on one of the Project Sanctuary retreats. Well, Lynn's going to drive me to their late October military family retreat in North Carolina, and I'm going to get to, again, have the honor and privilege to videotape what's going on there, with some of the participants. And then there's another R4 Alliance member organization, I believe, that we're also going to get to meet there and do some video episodes with them also. And then I've been contacted by another R4 Alliance member organization that just a few days ago asking me about me coming out around Veterans Day to do some video episodes with them. We had a long talk and shared a lot of ideas, and I'm hoping that might happen too. And well, folks, I know you were expecting to hear Chip or George B. Fisher tonight. I'm sure he's probably at a meeting, couldn't get away. I've had that happen a number of times with some very busy leaders of the different organizations I work with. We will definitely work on getting Chip rescheduled. And so I want to mention, though, before I close this short program, and we have a lot of men and women that are deployed in many areas around the world, especially in Middle East countries, and special forces, other military, you know, helping train Iraqis, Afghans, helping train different military groups that are fighting ISIS in Syria, and maybe the other group, Al-Nusra. I guess they changed their name now, but they were an Al-Qaeda group, maybe still are, I don't know. But, yeah, we have many men and women right now that are deployed in many areas around the world. And so what I'd like to say is, first of all, to your families, you know, thank you for your service. I've seen with multiple deployments with my son-in-law how hard it is on the family. Now 4 grandkids. 2 of those grandkids went through the different deployments. Dad wasn't there 1 year, and then year home, and then 15 months deployment. But they're out there now. And so I want to say to you all that are deployed, we look forward to you coming back soon. We hope people in your community, when you come back, will organize rallies and thank you and your families and be there for them right now. But we look forward to you coming home. And I want to say be safe, stay alert. God bless you very much. And to the veterans, to all of you, active duty military, you're still serving around the world, your families, thank you for your service to our country. And to all of our veterans, thank you for your service to our country and your families. And to all these organizations, oh my goodness, it's just incredible to learn week after week, month after month, what all these different nonprofits are doing across America, making a huge difference in the case of recreational therapy for tens of thousands of men and women who have served, are serving, and families and caregivers with various forms of recreation. So when you get a chance, go to www.r4alliance.org and click on the members button. Just look around on the different buttons. You'll see the nonprofits that are involved, all the various programs that they have to offer. Many of these organizations have chapters across the country. One has 400, Trout Unlimited. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing has lots of them. Heroes on the Water, lots of them. Many of these organizations have chapters around the country. And they are just doing an amazing job helping those men and women who have served and are serving, and their families. So I want to thank you all for listening. Again, I apologize that our guest wasn't able to call in tonight, but we will reschedule him. We will have him on. Those of you that are listening live right now or in the next few days, next week we do have a Medal of Honor recipient that will be on along with an officer with Merrill Lynch, Bank of America Merrill Lynch. It's going to be an incredible program, folks. Again, look, go to our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us, and you'll see the article about our September 22nd program. So check that out. We look forward to you listening. And to those who are sharing our programs, whether you're retweeting on Twitter or sharing on Facebook or LinkedIn or Pinterest or Google+ or any other social media, we really appreciate you doing that. Some people know I don't make money doing this, never have. So it's word of mouth, just like the 378,000 who watch one or more of our YouTube videos. It's word of mouth. And more and more and more people are sharing the program. So we really thank you, encourage you to continue, and others to jump in on that too. And so, well, thank you for listening tonight. God bless you. God bless America.